Okay, we are up to Perakhet Mishnah Zion. It says the Mishnah as follows: Amas Hamayim Shehi Overes Bechatzir. If you have a water canal that passes through a chatzir, if you have a water canal that passes through a courtyard, so imagine the way it works is that it's like the river is going straight, and then you have like a semicircle around on the side of the river, and that semicircle canal it goes in of the river and then goes back into the river again, out of the river and then back into the river again. So that essentially passes through the courtyard. So can you draw water from this canal on Shabbos? So says the Mishnah, no. Amas Hamayim Shehi Overes Bechatzir. If you have this canal of water that goes through the chatzir, Ein Mimala Nahimena B'Shabbos. You can't draw water from the canal on Shabbos. Ela Imkin Asula Mechitza Gabo Asar Tzvachim. You need to make a mechitza within the canal that's 10 tzvachim high. Where does the mechitza need to be? Baknisa Vayetzi. It needs to be at the canal's entrance to the chatzir and at the exit from the courtyard. Rabbi Hudo Merabuda says, what are you talking about? You don't need such a thing. The courtyard wall that passes over the canal can be considered a partition. It can be considered a valid mechitza. If you have a wall that goes over the canal, it's a kosher mechitza. You can draw water from the canal on Shabbos. And Rabbi Yehuda has a proof. Rabbi Yehuda says that it happened with a canal that flowed through the courtyards of the town of Avel. That they would draw water from this canal that went through the chatzir on Shabbos because of what the zakenim told them. The zakenim gave them permission to do so. How could this be? Rabbi Yehuda makes an inference. It must be that they did this because of the fact that the wall that was over the canal without the mechitza being inside, it must be that it was totally okay to count that as the mechitza. Say the rabbis, Amr Lo, the rabbi said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, mipnei shelo hayabab kashir. No, the first case that we were talking about in our Mishnah, where the machlokas took place, was where you have a canal that fits the following description, that it has a minimum of 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim deep, because that makes it into a separate domain, and then you can no longer just nilly-willy just carry from that canal into the chatzir. Over here in this story, the canal that we were talking about in this town, in these chatziros, there the canal was it was smaller. So it was so small that it didn't even meet the measurement requirements. And since it didn't even meet those measurement requirements, there was no issue of carrying water out from there. You didn't even need the mechitzos. So it's not that they didn't have the mechitzos and it was okay. Rather, it was that they didn't have the right measurements, and therefore they didn't even need the mechitzos, and therefore it was okay. But if they had the right measurements, meaning 4 by 10, then they would have needed mechitzos. That's what the rabbi said. So Rabbi Yehuda, you are wrong. Okay, according to the rabbis. Mishnah Ches deals with the case of balconies. So says the Mishnah, Gezuztra, Shehi, Milamalam, and Amayim. If you have a balcony that's over a body of water, imagine like a river or something like that. So in Mimalan Himena Beshabbos, you can't draw water from the river to the balcony on Shabbos. Why? Because the river is considered a karmelis and the balcony is considered a reshus hayachid. You can't bring from reshus hayachid to a karmelis and vice versa on Shabbos. Ella, how do you do it? Imkin asula mechitza gavoa asar tzvachim. If you make a mechitzos that go around the balcony, or that go around the hole in the floor of the balcony, 10 tzvachim high, you can actually bring it up. We'll see why in a second. Bein mil mala, bein mil mata. And that, where the walls have to be, they can be either above the balcony or beneath the balcony, and then it would be a kosher mechitza. What is going on over here? So it seems like we say that these walls that go up or down, that are 10 tzvachim high, that go all around this hole, it must be that they are like extending down to the river in a sense, and therefore they make it like that part of the river is Rosh Hashayachit. So basically, what are you doing? You're carrying from a Rosh Hashayachid to a Rosh Hashayachid, and that's what makes it kosher to do this on Shabbos. Okay, fine, that's one case. What about a case of two balconies? When you have two balconies, one above the other, such that basically the hole is lined up from the top balcony to the lower, the balcony beneath it. So how do you do this? Asula al-yuna v'lo asula tachtona. If the people who live on floor 1 and floor 2 decided to make mechitzos, not for both balconies, but for the upper balcony, they didn't make specifically for the lower balcony, they are not allowed to draw any water from it on Shabbos unless they make an Erev Chaseros. So why not? So it seems like the mechitzos do work for the second floor balcony, but what happens when they both go in on making the walls for the second floor balcony? That makes the second floor balcony like a joint chatzir, and you can't bring it from a joint chatzir into a private domain, which was essentially the second floor out inside the actual house and not on the balcony. That's going to be a private domain, and they need to carry from the balcony into the second floor. So therefore, say Chazal, says in the Mishnah that what you need to do is you need to have an Irvi Chatziris between the first floor people and the second floor people, because this second floor balcony is now like a Chatzir, a joint Chatzir, and then once you have that Irvi Chatziris, you'll be able to bring the water up, because again, that was okay because of the Mechitzos, and then not only can you bring the water up, you can bring it inside to the second floor people, you can bring it downstairs to the first floor person, everyone would be okay, but again, you need that Irvi Chatziris. What about the first floor people? Can they draw water from their balcony? Of course not. Why? Because they don't have Mechitzos on their balcony. Everyone just went in on making mechitzos for the second floor balcony. But anyways, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Ches, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Tes, but for now, we will stop right here.